TLDR. Code about this blog post, https://github.com/skittleson/pissinieremote. Drop the files over SSH into a Raspberry Pi Zero with a micro USB cable, then you should be set. Introduction. As in my other posts, I've made further progress with getting my camera to a modern era. This one is going to be taking advantage of using a bit of mobile compute and finding some parts to make it ultra compact. Also, I got a new A6400, a few new features that I really like. Before I go too far, I do wants to call out some of the biggest changes since my last posts: hacking Sony A6000 for modernization, MD hacking Sony A6000 for modernization, MD, and 2 hacking Sony A6000 more, MD hacking Sony A6000 more, MD. No SSH into the device, the Play Memories app is no longer, so we can't get updated apps, and no more Android subsystem. Looks like this has been rewritten by Sony. So why is this post a bit different? We are using Additional hardware for on-the-go capture gathering viewing. A Raspberry Pi Zero W GPS on it, external battery, and some small cables. What does this get us? Gets us real-time shots, online, offline networking, and convenience. The dead ends. Using the Sony app is kind of slow. I know they did a general good job on it. It's just really flaky to get going. I tried a bunch of ways, but it could be my phone or the camera itself. Not sure, but I don't see Sony making a ton of improvements on it. Wi-Fi hotspot mode, dumb terminal, no internet. Camera SDK only returns thumbnails without the set post view image size hack, covered in part 1. USB mass storage USB 2 is painfully slow for 710 MB JPEGs. Camera freezes if you don't eject safely. Sony camera SDK full download, the set post view image size trick gives one photo at a time. No enumerate API, no batch download, connection drops when leaving smart remote mode. FTP from camera part 2 showed this, 70 files in 13 minutes, not a workflow. Gphoto 2 with a laptop works perfectly, not very mobile. There is one really cool feature about Gphoto 2 in PC mode though, camera events. Every interaction shows you exactly what gets changed on the camera. We can use that to gain insights and determine what to do next. Just don't want to have a laptop with me. Architecture. 3 services, tethered capture, Bluetooth RFCOMM, Coppa Party HTTP. Can run all 3 or any subset. Camera always connected via USB and PC remote mode. Tethered capture. Goal, the most fragile part of the system, real engineering pain points. Most Sony cameras support PC mode. The magic of this happens here. Godo 2 can get those real-time events to stream over, as well as the full image. It's only there for temporary, so we need to grab while it's still possible to get it. I rebuilt Gphoto 2 from source. It takes a while on the Pi, but more stable at 2532+. Use setup, SH to build from source. The Lua monitor pattern, not a systemed restart trap. Gphoto 2 exits when the USB link blips. Systemed restart is fast enough to collide with the camera still holding the USB device. Could not claim the USB device. Solution, Lua script maintains one persistent Gphoto 2 session. Kills GVFS Gphoto 2 volume monitor, waits 5 seconds, relaunches. System sees a healthy Lua process and never triggers its own restart logic. I show the Lua loop snippet. Sequential file names. Gphoto 2% Y% M% D% H% M% S. JPG sorts wrong on mobile. Use file number equals and file name percent 10, see right arrow 00001, JPG 00002, JPG. Lua script scans download directory for highest number before each session, right arrow no overwrites after crash restart. The working directory equals / silent failure trap. Gphoto 2 writes a temp file to CWD before moving to target file name. Default system CWD is / not writable by service user. Result, Gphoto 2 exits 0, photo never appears in download directory. Fix, working directory equals / home / dietb / downloads in systemd unit. This one wasted hours, emphasize this. The USB mode switching bug. Goal, the most annoying physical bug in the system, not software physics. References. Readme, MD, https://github.com/skittleson/pissinieremote/blob/master/readme/MD, troubleshooting section. A6400 falls from PC control mode, 054C, 0 ka to charging mode, 054C, 0994. Causes, marginal cable, insufficient Pi USB current, camera connected before USB stack is ready. Gphoto 2 can't find the camera in charging mode. Fixes, short quality cable, powered USB hub, 5 second sleep in Lua monitor for reenumeration. The Bluetooth binary protocol. Goal, the technical deep dive. This is the HNworthy section. The easiest approach was to use RFCOMM, https://github.com/skittlesen/pissinremote/blob/master/services/sonicamrib server/py, but I know it's a bit slower, so compression is required. I suspect this is why the Sony Android is so slow. OBX OPP is bloated. HTTP over Bluetooth PAN done is finicky on both sides. So a simple custom protocol was made, only 3 bytes of overhead per message. 1 byte opcode, 2 bytes big endian length payload. Commands. 0x01 list no payload, return 0x81 with newline delimited file names. 0x02 get payload is quality byte filename, return 0x82 with JPEG data. 0xFE error responses with ASCII messages, FILENOTFUND, bad quality, etc. Quality tiers, server-side compression with pillow LANCZOS. Quality resize JPEG quality typical size. 0 none original, -7-10 MB. 1 half size, 75 MB. 2 1200px wide, 75-300 KB. 3 1200px wide, 40 KB. Quality 3 equals preview and under 10 seconds over Bluetooth. Pi does the CPU work, phone receives final compressed JPEG. Kappa Party 0 config LAN browsing. Goal quick section, the alternative to Bluetooth for LAN setups. References. Kappa Party setup, https://github.com/skittlesen/pissinremote/blob/master/kappa-party-setup/sh. Bash Kappa Party setup, sh and sudo systemctl enable now Kappa Party. No Nginx, no Apache, no config files. http://pyip/8080 right arrow full file browser with thumbnails and grid view. Default login admin. Use cases, booths, events, bigger screen without Bluetooth. Lessons learned. Goal, the section HN loves, concrete takeaways from real pain. 1. Build GPhoto 2 from source distro package is too old, plan for build time. 2. Use a Lua wrapper, not a raw system service, GPhoto 2 exits. The Lua monitor handles the USB race condition that systemed restarts can't fix. 3. Set working directory in your systemed unit. The silent failure is the most expensive bug in this project. 4. Quality cable, powered hub or neither, USB mode switching is physics, not software. 5. Compress server-side for Bluetooth, Pi has the CPU, use it. 6. 3 bytes beats HTTP on RFCOMM, length prefixed packets are simpler and faster. 7. Sequential file names for mobile timestamp cert wrong on phone galleries. Use cases. Goal, who is this for? Make it concrete. Product photography, camera on tripod, Pi on shelf, check phone over Bluetooth, no desk, no laptop cable. Wildlife, remote trigger, instant photo availability, you're in the field, not at a desk. Events, hands-free capture station, attendees review on LAN browser, collect originals later. Booths and displays, self-contained photo station, Pi hides behind the setup, no laptop footprint looks like magic. Conclusion. Goal, wrap up and invite discussions. TLDR, $35 Pi replaced a laptop in my tethered workflow. 3 services, 1 Lua monitor, 1 custom protocol, it works. The parts that hurt, USB mode switching, working directory equals slash, GPhoto 2 version are documented now. The protocol is open, fork the repo, add remote shutter control over Bluetooth, tell me what you build. A discussion prompt. Anyone else reverse engineer a camera protocol? BLEV's RFCOMM for file transfer, which would you use? What other cameras would this work on? GPhoto 2 camera list is extensive. The super resolution hack from part 1 worth a part 4.